Locker Room Chats, we continue on. It's week 10, coming down the home stretch here of the regular season, talking Centralia hoops. We got the girls coach Dusty Thompson here for a few minutes, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Lots to dive into here, coach, as we are trying to wrap up the regular season this week, but let's go back to last week. Couple games in, couple of victories. You guys keep rolling along here. Big win at Frankfurt, 67-17, and then a win at home against Lynn on Friday, 63-38. So a couple games last week, couple wins. How would you kind of assess your team's performance last week?
I thought last week the girls played well. You know, Frankfurt's got some injuries, and they had some sick girls, and our girls, I thought, did a good job of getting up early and getting where they needed to be in the ball game to make sure that they were going to win, and then kind of settling in and doing some things. And, you know, Lynn was a big one Friday. Their girls are playing well. I think they won six in a row going in, and, gave us some fits at times with their size in there. But, again, the girls did a good job, I thought, of sticking with the game plan and putting it together in the second half.
Yeah, now we're obviously having this tough week with the weather and trying to get these last couple games in. Of course, Axtell and Blue Valley. The Axtell game's supposed to be at home for you guys, and the Blue Valley game on Friday scheduled to be on the road. We saw this right after the holiday break, that first week of January, but obviously the weather became another issue for us this week. So, again, the challenges of just trying to navigate this thing, not being able to practice, and just trying to get these last couple games knocked out.
Yeah, you know, and I think from a basketball standpoint, the girls are good. You know, I think the thing that hurts us the most is we've been playing well, and we like to press. And, you know, when you go 3 days with no practice or no games or anything, and it's easy to get out of shape. So I think for us, the hardest thing will be hopefully getting back to where we were, you know, by Substate next week and using the next 2 nights to work on some things but get some conditioning in as well.
Yeah, let's talk about Substate. The bracket is already out. You guys, once again, have had so much success so far to this point this year, and that has earned a top seed in the Substate that Centralia is going to be hosting. So the luxury of being undefeated, you guys are going to get a bye, not have to play in that first round. You guys will get the winner of the 8-9 game, which will be Onega and Rural Vista. Very good teams. You know, I kind of look at it here. You see a very good Clifton Clyde team, who's a top five team in the state, yet they're a 4 seed. You know, in this Substate, Troy, the 2 seed on the other side at 16-1. Obviously, some familiar teams with the TVL, but some other non-league teams as well. Just your thoughts on the bracket that's been put out and your path to a potential state tournament.
Like you said, the girls play well. We've got the 1 seed, and I think it helps that we'll be at home. That always plays into it. And, you know, Clyde, we had some success the first time we played them, and it'll obviously be a different game. Kyron will do a good job of making some adjustments and stuff, so it'll be nice having it at home where we can work on that. And it'll be, I don't know, for us it'll be, I guess, kind of a different thing this year where you've got 2 substates and winner comes out of each one, so you're not sitting there looking at the entire bracket going, holy cow, we've got some good teams we've got to get through.
Right, no doubt about it. And again, the luxury of the bye, you guys won't have to play that first matchup in the tournament until Saturday, March 1st again, but it's going to be in the luxury of your own gymnasium against either Onega or Rural Vista out of that 8-9 game. Again, that's Dusty Thompson joining us, Centralia girls basketball coach, again, undefeated, still on the year, trying to finish these last couple games here this week against Axtell and Blue Valley. But again, the Substate tournament, the storylines going into next week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.